Okay, we'll jump on, come on. Give me your hand.
Sorry, I'm trying to
grab my wrist. Max, grab a hold of his thigh, and I'll grab his leg.
Nah, you got it.
Not me. Come on.
Speeding
James,
up.
get your ass up.
Prepare
get your ass
explode.
Up.
You gotta explode with the.
Get your ass up.
Okay.
Get his ass up.
I'm gonna punch your butt.
I'm in.
We have to record that.
I don't know. I think it helps set the scene a little bit. You know, we kind of, rather than jumping them into the whole scene, just kind of where are these people? Okay, basically we just jumped onto a moving train.
We're in a little.
I jumped. I used my long African legs to leap up.
I had to just kind of.
So racist.
Max was on my back.
That wasn't racist.
All my little stubby little arms up.
Yeah, well, I helped you a little bit.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I climbed, I think, a good amount.
I wasted you.
Are you okay, James? It looks like you bashed your knee and it's bleeding everywhere.
I scraped my shin, I bashed my knee, but it's okay. We're away from where we were. Anywhere is better than where we just were, so.
So, hop on the Sloppy Joe assembly line.
Yeah, it makes more sense now.
We just did hop on the Sloppy Joe assembly line. Isn't it weird that on the two cargo trains, on the two cargo cars that we jumped onto, one said Sloppy Joe's, and then the next one said
No, it didn't. Hey, it didn't say that.
What do you mean?
No, you said it! You're just saying that for fun. Shut up! Shut up!
You ruined the
show. Just shut up for 5 seconds. Jesus! Let me get in a word in edgewise. This whole trip, you guys have just been yabbering on. A yabber, and I've just been going along with it while you destroy everything.
Okay,
that
Max,
we fucking work for!
Say your piece.
I just wanna
and
say.
Don't call me
I just
edgewise.
Wanna say. I just wanna say, welcome back to the show. My name is Max G.
I'm Julian.
Wait, oh yeah. Are we going by our real names now?
Oh, shit. We'll bleep them out.
Well, my name is, my name is James, but.
I thought we were going with real names.
Well,
you're not gonna go with your real names.
Well, I think our listeners know the situation, and we're just gonna go by our real names for them. But yeah, if you want my fake code name, it's Jebediah now.
Jebediah Jim Steen, I think we decided upon. For those that aren't clued into our current situation,
I thought they were
that
calling
is
you Alfonso. Sorry, I guess I'm not clued in.
Yeah, you know it's really funny. That, I mean, by now you think we would have just
picked
our code names and stuck with them. It doesn't matter now because we're not even at our safe house anymore. We ran away from there. Max, why don't you explain?
Let me tell you guys. I don't want to go into detail about what happened exactly.
Don't incriminate us.
You know what? If you honestly don't know our story by now. That's your own fault, and you need to go back and listen to the previous
season. You can start now, because we're going to sum it up real quick.
Well, I won't respect you if you start now, but that's fine. Anyway.
Well, basically, we have committed a terrible crime.
Me, Max, him, James, and him, Julian, have done something terrible back in our home city of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We hurt some people, we ended some lives inadvertently. We're now on the run from both the police, the law, and all the FBI, CIA, CSIS, and our parents.
And,
my mom's
been
blowing up my phone with texts telling me that dinner is ready.
You gotta throw that thing away. They can track.
They can track your phone. Yeah.
I turned off the data, so I think it's okay.
Well, my
it's totally irresponsible.
It's interesting.
How am I gonna play Bejeweled if I don't have my iPhone?
He's burps. I'm sorry, guys.
Never stops.
Well,
stops the burps.
I I don't know what to say. You know, some things change, but some things don't. You know what I mean? And a lot has changed. I mean,
I'll tell you what's changed.
Wait, guys! Wait, the train's stopping. Let's hide behind these bales of hay.
Okay.
Ooh, ow, it's scratchy.
Wait, itchy. You guys hide behind the bales of hay. I'll hide behind this box of Sloppy Joes, because we're on a Sloppy Joe cargo car.
Anyway, we've jumped on a train.
I'm gonna come over there with you guys because I can't hear you.
We've jumped on a freight train. We were staying at a safe house before, but that did not work out for us.
Didn't work out very well. No.
Mostly due to the actions of these two jokers that I call my friends.
What? Come on.
We're out of money. We're out of luck.
That's completely untrue. I can't believe you're even letting.
All we have is each other. We can't start throwing around names like jokers.
Yeah, we're all in this together. We get caught. Let's face it, guys. We're gonna die. The cops, after you run away from the cops for a certain amount of time, they just kill you when they find you.
That's true. They will fire without warning. And Max, I need you to be on our side with this one.
You know, I'm trying my best, but you guys aren't making it very
easy.
Please,
no putting down our jokes.
What is the issue? What is it? What are we doing that's so hard? I held you on my back.
Remember when we were back at the safe house, the little farmhouse, and there was the farmer's daughter.
Okay, let's
remember
detail,
remember
please.
Emmeline? Remember what you did to Emmeline?
Oh yeah.
You kissed her on the mouth, and then we got in big trouble.
I loved her.
Well, no.
Julian and I loved her more than anyone else, and she would not love me, and so I had to kiss her.
That was a really bad choice.
But you know what?
You're taking it out of context.
Julian, your intentions were
point
good.
Taken.
Good intentions. Bad intentions.
Yeah, I mean, that was a little bit bad, but you know what?
I was misled.
The point is...
We got thrown out of the only place we could feel safe.
Oh, Max... You know what? Why are you pointing fingers? Because you were the one bad-mouthing farmers the whole time. We're at a farm, sitting down with these farmers, and he starts He says, farmers are idiots. They screwed us out of our lives.
They're bastards and whores.
Yeah, well, you know what?
We got dirt
on
their fingernails.
Working for farmers. What do you think they're going to like?
Well, you know what? Honestly,
it's
a free country. There's free speech. I can say whatever the heck I want to, whenever I want to.
You're on the run from the cops. You gotta be a bit more careful.
You have to start playing stuff close to the vest. Yep. And Max, you called me out for making a
pass at Emily. Right now.
Pardon me?
You should be whispering right now. So I forgot.
Oh, no. The train started moving a long time ago. We're fine. We can yell everything.
That's convenient.
Yeah, for me. Max, you pointed fingers at me, but you got married on that farm. You had a big, huge ceremony on an open field.
I honestly, before we started recording, I asked you and I pleaded with you not to mention the marriage. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to bring it. The feelings there are still very raw and wriggling.
Yeah, well, a lot of stuff is kind of emerging in ways that we didn't expect, and we're going to have to just deal with it and move on.
Max, I'm sorry that I guess what happened is your marriage is getting ruined.
And you had a divorce too, and you made a big deal out of this divorce. You had your ex-wife heli lifted off of the premises. In what way was that surreptitious? That was very conspicuous.
You know what? It felt right at the time. I was mad, and yeah, I just thought it was the best thing to do. I told you what she did. Right? She did to me.
I just assumed that you were divorcing her.
How she embarrassed me on my wedding day, so I immediately divorced her during the reception.
Let the listeners know. This is a very. I can't believe you did this. I don't even care what she did. I can't believe you did.
You know what? I don't ask for a lot. I'm a simple man with simple needs. The one thing I asked my ex-wife for during the wedding was for her to order a chocolate wedding cake. Because you guys know it's my favorite.
Your favorite kind of
it's my favorite flavor of cake. That's the one thing I said. I didn't want any. I didn't want a big au gouffard. I didn't want a big schmeche. I didn't want to have a Jewish wedding. I said, I'll have one of your little, you know, Roman Catholic farmer weddings. I don't care. I just want a chocolate cake.
They were Roman Catholic farmers. And you wanted vanilla icing specifically.
I just wanted chocolate cake with vanilla icing. And you know what this lady
did?
Which
is ridiculous.
Do you know what this lady did?
Yes, it's very bad. Yes.
She got me vanilla cake. chocolate icing.
Well,
as soon as I saw that, you guys saw what happened. I blew up. I started crying.
Well, you thought it was a joke at first.
I mean, it was so absurd to me.
It was like, okay, I gave you one very simple direction. Really, it was two simple directions. And you just kind of mixed them up. You did the opposite of what was intended.
Anyway, you know, after I had my temper tantrum, I was so fed up that I called in the helicopter just to take her away, and,
then her dad got back after going to the pig convention. He came back and said, "Where the fuck's my daughter?"
And I said, "Alright,
run away on a helicopter.
Alright, mister, she's probably in Alberta by now."
You pointed at the horizon and kind of just winked. And there was nothing there, though. The helicopter was already
gone. Oh, it was long gone.
And this was gone. This was, you know. Then Max, you apologized. You felt a little bit bad about it.
At least you tried to show him. I tried to feign slight remorse.
But then, you know, we went in for dinner, and then you had to bring up the whole bashing farmers thing. So that was the last nail in
that's
head.
You know, no, that wasn't quite the last. Cause, you know, I started bashing the farmers. The intentions were high, I'll admit it. And then you went, you leapt across the table, and you kissed Emmeline. Right on her mouth.
Well,
right over turkey and sausage.
Like you
dinner.
Said, the tensions are high. Everything was very kind of in this bacchanalian haze. You ate that cake, too. We all ate it.
I mean, it was.
Cake.
I we wanted to go to waste. Cake. It was a great cake.
What the fuck, you Max? You had eight pieces.
It was a lot of stress eating.
You said, just give Come me a on. Sliver, and then. I cut you a moderate-sized piece.
But it's a beautiful cake.
And then
cake.
You said,
I'm not
give me another piece
waste.
Bigger. You said, give me another piece bigger, and I did. And I kept giving you bigger pieces until we got to the eighth slice, and you said, oh, you forced this on me.
I'm not going to let a beautiful cake go to waste.
Yeah, you let your beautiful wife go to waste.
Yeah, well,
that's,
you know, different than
absolutely
cake.
Rude. You know, and I, all the time, was keeping my mouth shut. I was doing what I was supposed to do. In order to hide us from the police, I was playing my role, you know, chucking the hay, mowing the lawns.
Not sure that's what they asked you to
the
do,
pigs,
but
doing all the things that farmers
certainly
do.
We're doing your best.
Well, I was acting normal, unlike you two.
Well,
the
you
past,
weren't chucking the hay.
This isn't
and
even
I
the start.
Was tilling the fields.
This isn't even the start.
And
the
I was,
past two
I
months,
was,
the past 2 months that we've been living at this
goddamn farm, I was milking the cows.
The last 2 months we've been living at this farm, you guys were fucking up the whole time. These were just the last straws, really. These two situations. You know, especially you, Max. These were the last two straws.
You
guys, you
know what?
Said, open your big mouths and get us picked up.
You know what, James, Julian, you're right. It was your fault. It was both your fault. And that's okay, and I'm glad you've kind of come to terms with it.
Wow, that's really
And I'm glad we can just kind of move on. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I'm glad you guys could kind of admit to your shortcomings.
That feels like such a load off.
You know, all I did, all the
Wait,
one
what?
Thing, you know what? The one thing I did was I went into the bar and I masturbated.
Yeah, you really like doing that, don't you? It's kind of a thing for you. Anyway,
it's a private place.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break. I gotta.
Why'd I even have to say?
God, I got hay in my pants. We're on a train.
Oh,
all right. Well, we're back. We've had a chance to cool down, and
it's quite relaxing here by this hay. I gotta say. They say hay is for horses, but I think hay is for everybody.
It's for men. It's for men. It's for men, and it's for women. I mean, it's 2015.
Mm-hmm. Almost.
Hay is for men and for women and for horses.
You know, if we stay on these trains and we stay in the wilderness long enough, pretty soon we won't know what hay is.
Soon we won't even know what the difference between a man and a woman is.
Yeah.
You know, all notions of gender will just dissipate into the ether, and we'll start our own society with our own rules and our own conceptions of right and wrong. And I can't wait for that to start.
As long as we don't get blended up with the horses. I mean, okay. Gender binaries, that's one thing. But I don't want to get mistook for a horse.
I don't want neither. I want us to get back to society and somehow integrate into life. I know that's not what you two want to do. You've obviously proved that by getting us kicked out of the farm. I think, you know, you guys are denying it, but I think secretly, you guys really didn't want to be at that.
Let's just
like
move on from the whole farm situation.
Farm
it's in the past.
Over. It's in the past. We made our mistakes.
Now, yeah, now we're train robbers.
We're zooming off into the dark, black unknown.
Don't know where we're going.
Big old black.
I know where we're going.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Why do you think I picked this train besides the Sloppy Joe assembly emblazoned on?
Which wasn't actually, it was not emblazoned on the side of the train.
Let's now... I was joking with you before, but
you know, we decided that we were going to be sincere.
You think I would hop on a train that I don't know where it's going? Like I'm going to get in a hitchhiker's car and just go to sleep and say, wake me when we're in wherever.
Well, why don't you tell us where the train is going then? Why don't you enlighten me and my good friend James?
Yep.
Look. Ever since I was a little boy, I wanted to go to the circus and be in the circus.
Right, we've heard the story. I've heard this story
many
times.
I haven't mentioned it on the podcast.
New to me.
Yeah.
I was a star acrobat when I was 7 years old. I could do somersaults, almost a cartwheel. I could run the 100 meter.
That was a circus event? The 100 meter dash?
Sure, well, you're not the it's applicable skills, man. It's applicable skills. Right. And, my parents would never let me. They said it was stupid. They said, oh, you should get a job in English or philosophy. So I went to school for English and philosophy. Get a stable career. Mm.
Clear career path.
But I've never let go of that dream of being a circus runner or somersaultist.
Somersaults are quite
and this train, it's heading to a town. I'm pretty sure. Where the circus will be when the train gets there.
Wow, that's vague.
I've triangulated. I've done the vector math.
So what town are we heading towards? You're saying a circus may probably be at the town where we're heading to, but that doesn't really give any indication of what direction.
Halliburton. The circus.
I don't think we're heading north.
Yeah, we are.
Pretty sure we're headed south.
Max, why don't you tell Julian here what direction we're actually going?
I'm pretty sure we are heading south, according to this little compass.
That'd be funny if we were going south. No, actually, though, tell him which direction.
I thought we were going south towards New York State.
No, you're not joking.
I was pretty sure that's where we were going.
What?
Well, if you look at the constellations, you can see Orion's Belt and the Little Dipper and the Big Dipper and, you know, Ursa Major, Ursa Minor. So those are all different kinds of stars and different kinds of constellations.
Well, when you were pointing at Ursa Major, you said Ursa Minor.
Well, you're
going.
All I'm trying to say is if you look at the stars, they kind of point out that we are heading in a southerly direction.
Okay.
That seems northerly.
Guys, we're going east.
What do I know?
None of you guys know we're going east?
I think that's right.
I think trains go west and east. Either
no.
It's north
it's
and south.
It's either north or south.
Definitely
go whatever direction
south.
They want to
so.
Go.
Let's say east of Ontario. What is it? Quebec? I'm not smelling any French
smell any
sautés, poutines.
That's more like northeast. Yeah, we're northeast. Okay? That's what I mean. You guys don't think, honestly, you don't think we're going east?
Northwest, which means a combination of west and east, which just means the middle, which we're going north. We're going
obviously,
directly
north. No, we're not
north.
Going north, and we're not going fucking south either. Okay, look. Obviously, we all disagree here.
I just love how you guys are, just saying you're these masters of geography and whatever. When I'm the guy who has the maps, I'm the master.
Where are
maps.
Your maps now?
I left them at home!
Interesting, yeah. Now when we
Exactly! So shut up about the goddamn map! You're not who you used
Don't
to be!
Don't yell at me!
Yeah, see, Max made these maps that could apparently give shortcuts to anywhere. If you wanted to go to China, you get there in 5 minutes. Using his maps because they all had all these shortcuts.
Very good maps.
Yeah, interesting though.
Finally
I never believed in it.
But
I never believed
inaccurate.
In it. Julian, do you believe in them now? These
I don't
maps?
Believe in the maps.
Yeah. Yeah, because now all of a sudden when we need them, nowhere to be seen. Oh, I don't have the maps.
Anymore. I left them at home. We had to leave in a hurry.
Maxie made the maps up.
So you
never
guys
worked.
Saw them. We
fictional.
Had conversations about them. You guys even traveled
bullshit.
To Korea.
I did not travel to Korea. You said you did.
That's, well,
but I'm not taking your word for it anymore. I will not stoop to that.
All I'm gonna say is, you know, you can smell the sweet grass in the air, you see the constellations in the sky, you can hear a change in the accents. We're heading south.
The accents of what? The cows?
There's fucking nothing out here.
Rumbling.
There's nothing around.
In theory, you can hear a change in the accent.
What the fuck does that mean? Look, I would never, ever make a mistake in something like this. You guys know how important it is to me to be a circus boy. Circus man.
Honestly, Julian?
And you guys can be a part of the circus too. I'll bring you along.
I want no part of it.
As soon as they see my somersault, they'll welcome all three of us with open arms.
Julian, I ain't no freak. All right?
I'll tell them you're my kids.
Julian, they will not believe that at all. Actually, that would be the real circus trick. If us two were Julian's sons?
Yes, they love that type of shit.
Same age, completely different race. Me and Max look totally different too. It's impossible.
Don't
talk about
it. But
we
know
we're not going to talk about race on this podcast.
Don't use the R word.
Talking about
please don't use the R word.
You think they would believe that we were your sons? Come on.
When they see my somersault and my cartwheel, I can almost do a cartwheel. And if you guys each hold some of my legs, I'll do a handstand.
You know, we're gonna take a quick break and check out the azimuths, and we're gonna see where we're going, and we're gonna report back to you the truth.
Okay, give me the fucking compass.
Fuck.
Let's just leave it. Let's just leave it for now. When the train stops, we'll get out. We'll consult the locals.
I'm sure when daylight hits, we'll be able to make out science a little bit better.
Right. So, well, we'll see which direction the sun is rising.
Yes. Thank you. That's what I was saying.
It seemed like you were saying we could look at a sign and determine from there just where we.
Maybe I was so saying sorry. I don't know. You know what? I'm so hungry at this point. I can't even think straight.
You seem hangry. You seem very.
This whole episode, I've been pretty.
You've been pretty on.
I gotta say, I've been pretty on edge, and I think honestly, it's because I just haven't eaten anything since this morning. And
look what they're serving.
Oh,
through the window here.
There's a little window from this cargo car.
The train is kind of curving, so we can see out the door and dining car.
No, that.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, if the train has been on a consistent curve for a while, so we can get a kind of perfect view into the passenger car.
Look what they're serving in there. It's looks like
some
little
fucking deviled eggs,
potato rolls, and
little mini cream cheese bagels.
Ooh, I would love a cup of tea.
Eggs and Doritos.
Tea.
That looks like a woman there, and she's obviously she's sitting with her aunt. And they're both chowing down. It's
And you can tell that they're both going to visit their the little girl's uncle in Halliburton.
Mm-hmm.
That's debatable. Listen, I'm fucking losing my mind at this point. So I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna climb out of this.
Max, you have
car.
Three granola bars in your backpack.
Those aren't good granola bars. We're not gonna eat those. Those aren't
compared to what he's seeing in there.
You act like you're desperate, and then you won't eat three granola
those
bars.
Those are very. They've been sitting in my bag for a while, and it's mostly just
kind of. They're kind of compacted to one end.
They're those kind of Rice Krispie-ish granola bars. They're just not very good. But what I'm seeing is a shitload of deviled eggs. So I'm gonna. So I'm gonna hop on the roof here. I'm gonna climb over on the roof. I'm gonna climb in the window of the dining car. I'm gonna get up one of those little baskets, fill it full of eggs, bring it back, and we'll chow down, boys.
All right. Well, you know what? If the guards or whoever starts kind of catching on to you, you're not coming back here because you're not screwing this up too.
Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
These deviled eggs are gonna be worth it.
You don't need to
tell
him that. He knows that if he gets apprehended by the authorities,
you're not gonna give us away, right?
Well.
It's over for you.
We'll see about that. I'm gonna climb up, get some eggs, and meet you guys back here in a few
hours. Don't screw this up.
Just kind of move.
Move.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye.
It's fine. It was a vat of cream. Max has gotten out of the side door of the cargo car and is now scaling a la James Bond along the...
He ain't coming back here if he gets caught. Telling you that right now.
Well, he's not gonna get caught. I mean, he knows
is
what
he
he's
not?
Doing. Say what you will about the man's intelligence, he is nimble.
I suppose. He's been in worse situations before. Ooh, it's getting cold in here. I feel like it's getting a little bit chilly. I know it's nighttime, but it was not this cold 2 seconds ago before Max left. Yikes.
Yeah, I feel that too. It's weird. well, we are going
north. Did you hear
north.
That? You... Stop saying that.
Oh, the wind is so loud and menacing sounding.
Did you hear that? Oh, God! Oh, did you see that? Did you see that? Oh, there's a blue...
Tis an apparition! Look how he descends upon us with his withered gaze.
What's going on? Sir?
What troubles you, ghost?
I am from beyond the netherworld.
What? Julian, it's a real live ghost man.
I am a real live ghost man who's riding on.
Does that not make sense to say that you're real live?
You shut your mouth, you fucking mortal piece of garbage.
Aw, it's the worst thing you've told somebody.
Wow, this is not Casper the Friendly Ghost. It's more like asshole the
unfriendly
ghost.
I am an undead man in ghost form. And I am riding on this train with you. And I have been for quite a while.
Wait, you've been watching us? You've been here this whole time?
I have been watching you boys for quite a while.
Wait, did you die on this train? Bound to this hellish trap for the rest of the time?
I am but a ghostly traveler, traveling across the land in my sorrow, looking for something fun.
You're a hobo.
I am a ghost hobo. I'm a ghost who has reverted to being a hobo.
It's weird because you look like basically just like a regular hobo with your kind of tattered
was kind of my style when I was.
It's kind of a hipster, grungy.
Kind of my little grungy kind of
that's neat.
Style that I was doing back in the junction of my home of Toronto, Canada.
Oh, you're from Toronto.
Canada.
Where is that? I've never heard of that place.
Well, it is a lovely town in eastern Canada where I grew up.
Wait, why can't we say we're from Toronto?
You boys are from my own city.
That's
the GTA.
Right downtown. Right downtown, kind of.
Well, now that I know that we are compatriots, I shall turn off the cold, and I shall turn on my ghostly warmth.
Thank you. Oh, that's cool that you can switch that.
It's kind of the only thing I can do, but it's okay.
You're also floating 2 centimeters off the ground.
Well, that gets pretty old.
It's funny that you say you're kind of a ghostly traveler. We are also traveling. Happened to have committed a pretty bad crime, and now we're kind of on the bus.
That's very exciting.
Why are you just giving the shit up to this fucking guy like it's nothing?
He's a ghost. What do you mean? What's the matter, Julian?
A ghost doesn't mean that he doesn't have peeps in the overworld. He's talking to us. He could give information to other people.
To who? To God? Yikes,
you're
sick.
Was that just you turning on the heat?
How did you die, Mr. Ghost?
Well, I'm just a little bit sick, but as for how I died, well, let me tell you, it was quite a doozy.
I'm not interested.
Well, let me tell you.
Isn't it always?
Let me tell you, it's one of my favorite things in this entire whole world.
The story of how you died.
Is to sip. On a nice batch on a hot summer day, a nice bottle of creamed ice.
Oh, hate creamed ice.
It's you put some ice in a blender with a bit of cream and a little bit of sugar, and you slurp it up, and it is the most delightful thing. And in my hometown, which is your hometown as well, there was there was a city fair, a festival. For creamed ice.
Let me tell you something about that festival.
Don't tell me anything about it. Let's just listen.
What? What do you think the matter is?
You gotta play it fucking close to the vest, man!
Listen, did you hear what this guy said? He was saying ice cream. He was a fan of... Crike. Shit. The guy is only sound.
Do you boys mind if I continue my...
No, we're having a secret conversation.
We're having a secret conversation over here. If you could just,
If you could just stop dead in the middle of your story, inorganically.
You'd be very rude to a ghost.
Well,
I will allow it.
Well, just be...
Thank you for the warmth, by the way. It's kind of a dry, sort of nice warmth. It's nice. It's not humid.
Do you think this is where the guys were killed? Very possibly. Let's listen more to what he has to say.
Okay.
Are you boys ready for me to finish my story?
Sure, yeah.
After
yeah.
your bitchy little yep. whisper
session. Fucking
make
it quick.
All right, well, I went to the cream dice fair, excited as a little willy goat. And what should happen but I make one wrong step and I fall into a pit of spikes and water and tar, and I impale what? Myself and I drown to
no.
death. And let me tell you, it was a terrible
no
and
way.
Clearly someone had to set up traps on board the Cream Ice Festival. And God. That's where I died, little boys.
It must have been one of the Krikes. I think
well,
that
I think
they
one
meant
of the
to trap you there.
One
who
of
are
who?
You with their promises of... the...
That's crazy. You know what? No. Yeah, that's insane.
Look, I think I know who may have killed you, but we had nothing to do with them. We don't know
yeah.
where... I'm not even from Toronto,
we're not,
really.
We're actually... I was joking. We're not actually from Toronto. And I just said that I wanted to kind of try to connect with you.
You boys are acting very suspicious.
No, we're not. Shut the fuck up. No, we're not.
You are adamantly saying that you were not involved in the Cream Iced Fest. Why? Sure. Why would you? Why would you even say that? And now you are denying that.
Well, I just feel like a ghost descends on me from nowhere. I feel like it's because you're visiting some kind of vengeful wrath upon me. Is that such a off-base assumption?
Well, I was drawn towards this locale, I must say. I did not come necessarily
well,
on my own
imagine.
Accord. I was gravitated towards the location.
You were gravitated so, here, huh? Wow. That's weird.
Is there something you boys
Yikes.
Want to tell me? Your Uncle Ghost?
Uncle
You're not
ghost.
My uncle.
Get
You're not
out.
My real
Damn.
Uncle.
I'm your uncle ghost.
No, look, all we want to say is that, wow, I mean, I've never heard of any of that event. So sad.
It sounds so
I mean,
tragic.
Honestly,
so sad
so
you
sad.
Fell into a pit of spikes, water, and tar.
Who would do that? For what reason? Would
meanness.
Someone, you know...
Just plain meanness.
Just plain being mean.
What, do you have a cold?
No, I'm using my ghost smelling.
No, he's like my sixth grade teacher. He can smell bullshit or something.
Let me tell you, I smell two things. I smell lies, and I smell the smell of tar.
What? What's happening to your physiology,
no,
James?
It's something hurts. It's cold is coming back. It's hitting me right in the
Let
chest.
Me tell
it's just
you,
hunger pains.
I've
no.
turned off my warmth. Oh. And I've turned on the cold. I suspect something terrible of
no.
you boys.
Why don't you just come out and say it, you goddamn piece of ghost?
What did you have to do with my death?
That's such a
what
broad, open question.
What did you have to do with my death?
We hate Cream Dice, and the Krikes stole our convention from us, and so all the people
and
went
we,
to the
we,
convention.
Yeah, we're just trying to
we
make a little bit of fun. We were just
great.
Trying to sabotage the Krikes. We weren't trying to we hurt all those people.
Ended up
we
killing
swear to
a bunch of
we're
people.
I am your Uncle Ghost, and I do declare that you have killed me.
No. Don't say that, Uncle Ghost.
Damn. Let me tell you something. You seem like nice boys, but bastards.
Oh.
And I will give you one chance. If you get off this train, I will spare your lives.
How much... Or do we have a time limit to get off? Or can we get off whenever
I'd say home? Like 5 or 10 minutes.
That's a
max.
Good amount of time.
I was going to say that seems like not a lot of time.
Actually,
Max has been gone for at least that amount of
time.
Still moving. How are we even gonna jump off?
You have to jump off.
Just as we jump.
I don't particularly give a fuck, but I don't want to be around you.
Okay, we'll do as you say. Once our friend comes back. But let me just ask you two questions, Mr.
Okay.
Just what direction are we really headed in?
Max, you better hurry up, man. We gotta get the hell out of here right now.
Boys, I tell you one thing. You're not headed east, and it's not the best. I'll tell you two things. You're headed west.
Shit.
Nope, I don't believe
that
him.
That was the one that
I actually don't
Wait,
believe.
I had a follow-up question, Ghost.
He's leaving.
Oh, shit.
Well, I guess
well,
we,
that was
we have to get off the train still?
I don't know. It's kind of like, now he's gone, we can just kind of chill, right?
Oh, God, I just... Don't even look. He's
what?
pulling off his head and pretending that it's our...
Oh, shit.
Let's get
I
the hell
had,
off.
That's
Let's get
spooky.
Off of here. Let's get off. He's just real spooky.
Hey, guys, guess what I got? I got a bag.
Okay,
oh,
no,
AOL,
and,
eggs,
and, hey, guess
bitches.
What?
He got
time
those
for us to leave.
Eggs.
It's time for us to leave right now. Don't get back in.
Yeah, no,
Max,
seriously.
Don't even bother. We have to get out of here now.
Pack up
why would we do
okay,
that?
I'm going first.
Okay, if you guys could help me just grab the laptop. Okay, asshole. Wow. Okay,
are we,
Max, can you,
what's, are we jumping James out of the, why are we
can you
jumping out of
the laptop and the fucking tripod?
Boys, you're gonna have to jump out of
the I'm just gonna, that's your issue. I'm jumping out of this fucking. Woo!
Well, I guess it's just me. I gotta get all this shit. Oh, man. Oh, well. I'll just grab it all. Those fucking drums.
Yeah, okay. Thank you guys for listening to season 3, episode 1. I'm going to bed. I hope things get better. All right, good night, everybody.
James, find me find me some nice moss to lay down on them in them woods.
Leave me some toothpaste. Don't squeeze out the whole tube like last time.
There's only about a centimeter left.
Save me some.
It's enough for one.
Go to bed.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Rate us on iTunes, like us on Facebook, subscribe. You know what to do. Get the word out. Spread us around like butter on toast. My name is Max G. I'll see you next time.
I'm Julian. I'll see you next time. And James is already asleep, apparently.
Dead to the world and dead to me. All right, goodbye.